The meeting was being held in Chapel Hill at the Center for School Leadership Development on the campus of the Friday Center after it was moved from the campus of UNC Asheville due to the potential for large numbers of protesters. Between 75 and 100 protesters did make their way to the Friday Center, and about 20 were allowed into the meeting. Chanting could be heard throughout the meeting from those protesters who were not allowed into the packed room. During the president's report from Margaret Spellings, which came about a half hour into the meeting, protesters inside the room interrupted Spellings as the newly installed president updated the board on her visits to campuses across the system.
When HBCUs are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When HBCUs are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do?
The chanting continued through request from Board Chair Lou Bissett for them to stop, and the meeting eventually went into a recess. UNC Chief of Police Jeff McCracken then gave the protesters the option of voluntarily leaving or being arrested.
Anybody who wants to leave the room on their own, please leave now.
What happens if we don't leave the room on our own?
You will be escorted and charged.
And the protesters did decide to walk out voluntarily. No arrests were made. There was a heavy police presence at the meeting with an estimated 40 law enforcement officers from varying local agencies on hand. Bissett made it very clear when speaking with reporters after the meeting that the board is ready to move past these continued protests.
I don't like it. I particularly don't like the rudeness that a number of these and the lack of common decency that a number of these protesters have. But I understand it. I'm a big boy. I've been around a long time. They're protesters. They're doing what they think they need to be doing, although I don't agree with it.
Protests have been a common scene at board meetings over the last year, as the board announced in January 2015 that President Tom Ross would be leaving that post in a move that many protesters viewed as politically motivated. Bissett said the board will be implementing a public comment period during the board's next meeting to allow concerns to be voiced.
Where people can sign up and come in and tell the Board of Governors what they want us to hear. The problem now is, you know, these people out there, they're not advancing their cause because they're out there screaming.
Bissett said he is hopeful that the public comment period will alleviate some of the protesters' concerns.
I think for some people who really want to convey their feelings and have a dialogue, I think that'll help. For those who want to scream F you and you know, Margaret Spellings got to be gone by the end of the year, probably is not going to affect them.
Bissett did also have a simple message for those protesters, saying they would only be satisfied when Spellings is removed from her role as president of the UNC system.
If that's the case, they're not going to be happy for a long time because she's not going anywhere.
Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.